Well, coming up this weekend, folks in Atlantic will be gathering around the strip out at the Atlantic Airport once again for another drag race event. Jamie Joyce in with us this morning, one of the organizers, going to talk a little bit about all we're going to see and hear this weekend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You've done this how many times now?
This is the fourth annual event.
Are you surprised it's continued this long and this strong?
No, it's got a pretty strong following.
It's an event that will be held at the Atlantic Airport, but it's far from an Atlantic event. There are a lot of people from all over that come, right?
Yeah, we have people from all the surrounding states that come to it. We have people from all over Iowa that come to it. And then there's just a lot of local people that come, too.
Sure. Is there kind of a circuit, per se, where a lot of these guys kind of do these different types of events?
No, not really. It's just it's a once-a-year event, and there are some other places that do it as well, but nobody near here.
Yeah. Well, it's an opportunity to get out, and you pick the right day, it looks like. We've had such nice weather for this, and then we get rain this week, but Sunday looks like a really nice day.
Yeah, it looks like 77 degrees and sunshine, and it should be a perfect day.
Yeah, good day to come on out and enjoy. Now, talk a little bit about how this will go. For folks who've been there before, they kind of get a pretty good idea and feel for how it's gone in the past. Will there be any changes? Seems like everything changes a little bit this year.
Well, one of the changes this year is we're not going to bring out the bleachers. We're trying to practice social distancing as much as we can. So, you know, we're just asking people to go ahead and bring their lawn chairs with, since we won't have bleachers. People will be able to park out at Molly, out at the bearing plant, and Southwest Iowa Transit will be busing people in, and they're going to bring an extra bus so that people can social distance on the bus as well. And that'll also allow more room for your lawn chair.
Okay. Try to make it as easy and quick as possible getting in and getting out.
Right. Nobody should ever have to wait more than a couple of minutes for a bus. Basically, you know, we have people that say that they want to come park at the airport and they don't want to have to ride a bus. Well, the truth is the bus picks you up right at your car and takes you right to the front gate. So you literally have to take 10 steps.
Yeah.
Where if you parked on the airport grounds, you'd have to walk quite a ways.
Well, and I think some of us in the past remember what it was like with the fireworks event out there. There's kind of only one way out and back to town, and you know how long that line can be waiting there.
Yes.
This eliminates some of that.
This eliminates that.
So at least we move forward from there. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, talk about how the day shapes up.
Well, the gates open at 9. Well, actually, the gates open at 8. Tech inspection starts at 9 for the race car drivers, and then all the drivers will park on the airport grounds. Racing starts at 10 and ends at 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock we're going to have a burnout contest with a $250 cash prize, and that's something new that we're adding. We're going to see how it goes and possibly do it in the future, too. We're going to have some interesting vehicles there. We have one guy that's bringing a top alcohol 3,000 horsepower dragster, and he'll fire it up throughout the day, you know, probably once every hour or so, and it's just really impressive just to stand there and listen to it. And then at 1 o'clock, he's going to make a solo pass down the runway, and then possibly again after the burnout contest.
Earplugs needed for that?
That car is very loud.
I bet
yes.
It is.
Yes. So people are going to want to cover their ears when he launches.
Yeah. Now, is that a local fella?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Very good. Now, you get a little of everything. You're talking about the extreme here, but you get a little of everything. It's not just cars. It might be trucks. It might be all kinds of stuff.
We have everything from mini bikes to top alcohol dragster. There's also going to be, from what I understand, a Harley motorcycle, and this guy travels and does the Summit Racing Circuit. It's an NHRA event, and he's been the points leader 2 years in a row. And he's going to come with his bike And that'll be something that most people have never seen before.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you're getting more attention from further away as the more years this goes on?
Yeah, we're getting more attention from the faster cars. The first year that we did this, there was a lot of grocery getters, just people's everyday drivers, which we completely encourage that. That's fun to watch too. But it's kind of evolved from having a lot of those to having more track cars and higher horsepower cars.
Sure. But you don't want to discourage the local folks from coming out and participating.
Not at all. Yeah. Everybody should come have fun.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so for the drivers, the cost is really reasonable.
$20, and you can race all day as many times as you want.
So you can challenge somebody else if you'd like?
Sure, sure. You can challenge anybody you want. We try and line people up that seem like they would be a close race, but anybody can race anybody they want.
Sure.
We can't race a motorcycle against a car is the only thing.
Makes sense. There, I mean, you take
for
certain
safety
procedures, too. That's
right.
Of course, that's what the tech inspection's for in the first place, is to make sure that it's going to work out okay, and you want things to be safe. I know in the past you had, like, some concrete barriers and things out there and what have you.
We still have that, the Jersey-style barricades, and they get pinned together, so that keeps it safe.
Sure. So you think about a lot of these things ahead of time just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to keep it fun and safe, and it's... We're going to have a food vendor on site, and the Boy Scouts are going to come serve Coke products. All the proceeds are going to the Shrine Hospital transportation unit again. So people can, I just want people to know that their money's going to a good place and not just in somebody's pocket.
Sure. Is there a particular reason that you chose that particular charity?
Well, I know of some kids that have been helped out greatly by the Shriners, and it's been, in one case, it was a life-saving thing, and in another case, it was a life-changing thing that the Shriners did for them, and I've just always been impressed with that, so I can't think of a better charity.
Yeah, there are plenty of stories if you just look for them, especially through an organization like that. Well, very
yes.
good. People feel good about making the donations towards something like that.
Sure.
Now, we talked about the driver cost, pretty reasonable. It's pretty reasonable for the spectators, too.
$5.
Yeah.
You can't even get a hamburger for $5 anymore.
Well, you never know what you might be able to get out there. You mentioned food vendors on site. What types of stuff?
Well, it's going to be this year. It's the Farmer's Kitchen. And she was there last year, and she'll have just a variety of different food choices.
Okay. So if you bring your own stuff, I suppose that's fine, but you're covered anyway.
Yeah.
You're not going to go hungry. You're not going to go thirsty if you're
working
your way through the day there. You get a lot of folks that come early, stay late?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of volunteers that show up early to help us set up, and anybody that is willing to help us out, feel free to show up early. And then we have people that stay late to help clean up.
Okay. Well, take advantage, as we said up front. The weather will be nice this Sunday, so take advantage of that for certain. Get on out early and get your spot. I don't suppose there's any particular spot that's better than others. You bring your lawn chair, you find a nice spot. There's not going to be a lot of shade out there where you are.
There's really no shade.
Yeah, I know. I'm being polite.
And as far as the best spot to sit is just a matter of opinion. Some people like to sit by the start line and watch the cars do their burnout and the launch and all that, and other people like to be at mid-track to watch them go by after they've built up some speed. And some people like to be more towards the finish line so they can see who won easier.
Yeah, but the kids like the noise, the smell, the sound, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, race fuel and tire smoke.
Hey, get it while you can. It's going to be winter pretty soon. Enjoy it while you still have a chance, right? All right, that's the fourth annual Heads Up Drag Race this Sunday. And again, that's going to get going early. The racing will start at 10, but for the folks who are going to be racing, they want to get there a little earlier to get that tech inspection out.
Sure,
of the way.
Sure. We'll be doing tech inspection all day, but the line is going to build up pretty quickly, so...
Sooner you get that taken care of, sooner you get to racing.
That's right.
Don't goof around. All right. So come on out and enjoy and have a good time. Just it's something you don't see around these parts very often. Pretty much once a year.
Once a year.
So get out when you can. Jamie, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for you and your group organizing and putting that event together for folks to enjoy.
Yep.